ever-changing world. With ever-changing lives, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live, always remembering Life Changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, Earth's cheerleader, a writer, speaker, and visionary, Jackie Lipin. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I like that, Earth's cheerleader. Ciao, everyone, and ciao, Mark. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Ciao, ciao.
Well, ciao, ciao, ciao to you back. I'm excited about having Earth's cheerleader on the show today. I really do like that. And it's interesting to have Jackie on today because I just got back earlier this month, but it still rings in my mind because it's interesting that I think I'm not the only one that does this, but I went to a funeral. Now, it's not just a funeral, it's an Italian funeral. And for anybody who has seen whatever that wedding was, so-and-so and Tina and Tony's wedding or something, and that's the drama on the wedding side, the Italian wedding side,
Not the big Greek one?
Right, not the big Greek one. Well, no, but Mark, I mean, you know, Italian weddings can be crazy. But anyway, so it not crazy, but crazy fun, I should say. Italian funerals, a lot of them have a different kind of a drama. There's sometimes wailing and a lot of crying, and some of it's understandable. I'm just saying. But there's also the aspect of people getting together that don't see each other often. So here I was, not having been to an Italian funeral in a long time. And so I entered into the church and saw so many people that I hadn't seen in a long, long, long time. And I start kissing over here and shaking over there, or shaking hands and hugging people over here, and, you know, kind of like a butterfly making my way throughout the church. It was actually kind of fun. It was early enough where the mass hadn't started, so I wasn't being disruptive. It was just a lot of fun, actually, seeing all these people and people saying, it's like, oh, the last time I saw you, you were singing over here, or how come I haven't seen you? And, you know, oh, it's always good to see you. So much great recognition, and I was just as happy to see them, I think, so many of them, and people from the community and family that I hadn't seen in a long time. Anyway, I sat down, and the service went on. And then there was the moment where people go up for communion. Now, if you're not of the Catholic faith, you might not know that these long lines happen, and people in the pews get in the aisles, and they go up to the front of the church where the priest gives us individually communion. So I did that. We can talk about that another time, but I did do that. It's part of my heritage growing up, and so anyway, I did that, and as I turned around, in the front pew is the family, and so I knew of the deceased, so I knew many of them, and so I went up and hugged a couple of them, shook the hands of a couple of them, and kissed a couple of them, and then towards the end of the aisle, as I'm making my way, there were some that I didn't know. There was actually the daughter of the man that died that I didn't know, but she was married to a man who I did know, and so I smiled at her, I touched her, and then I, on the arm, you know, to say my condolences, and she smiled back, and then I did the same for him. He did not look at me, he did not move, he just stayed in the position that he was, as if to say, Filippo, keep moving on. So I went and sat down in the pew, and there was still a little bit more time left in the service, and I thought, what was that about? What was that about? So now there's the quote-unquote party that happens afterwards, and as everybody got out of church, I was got out of church and got in my car, and I kept thinking, what could possibly have upset him? So much that at a funeral, when you just bury the hatchet, you know, so to speak, of whatever, you just let shit go. You know, it's just like, hey, we're all crying here. We're all sad or whatever. You don't think about stuff like whatever happened. And I came up with a thousand reasons, like maybe it was that time that I did that, or maybe he misunderstood it when I once said this, or that time when he was doing this, I didn't show up, or I went through all these scenarios and actually came up with a reason why he actually might not think I'm the coolest guy around. But the funny thing is, throughout the whole memorial service party stuff afterwards, this that went on like 2 more hours as people got up to speak, blah, 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 I kept thinking of him. And I kept looking in the crowd to see if I could find him. And then I'd find him, and then I'd think, so what was it exactly? Look at him. Look how he's hugging that person. And he doesn't even know that guy. How could he be hugging that guy? And look at, why did he... Does he think I'm a shit? I mean, I'm not. People like me. Obviously, I walked in the church and all these people hugged me and they think I'm a cool, nice guy, but that person doesn't. And that's the thing. That's the thing, is that I hadn't seen people in a long, long, long time, and they had all these beautiful things to say. It was such a contrast to all these people that said all these beautiful things, and all I focused on was him. And the fact that he doesn't think I'm cool in some way. And so I thought, what do I do with this? I'm an adjusted person. I have figured all my shit out. I've worked on so much of my stuff. I know I could easily not let this bother me. And I'm not gonna until I start looking for him again. And all this to say that at the very end of the night, I just couldn't get myself to leave that place without saying, oh, come on, I'm Filippo. I'm Life Changes with Filippo, for God's sakes. I got to make this right. I got to say I'm sorry to him, or I got to find out why he thinks I'm shit. And so I thought, how do I say this? How do I say, you know, why are you ignoring me? Or, you know, why do you think I'm shit? Or, you know, why didn't you say hi to me? So I thought, well, you know, Filippo, I've been there. And maybe this, in his mourning process, he's got his own shit going on too. It's not always about you, at least, maybe not in his life, at least. So I thought, okay, I know what I'm going to say. So I went up to him and I said, you know what, actually, I'm not going to say his name, but I said, I'm sorry if I distracted you as I came up. I see you were concentrated in prayer or meditation or something, and I came up and touched your arm, and I hope I didn't, you know, distract you. But I just really wanted to say that my condolences, because I know you and your father-in-law were close. You worked together and you were close. And he said, oh my God, Filippo, really? You came through the line? I didn't even see you. I was just so phased after the first 100 people or whatever. I was just out of it. And he gave me a big hug, and he said, are we going to see you at the whatchamacallit? You know, I haven't seen you in a long time. Is everything okay? Are you doing well? You know, we miss you. And I looked at him, and I thought, really? Really? And the really, really goes to Filippo. I mean, really, Filippo? You know, I'm glad this happened, because it's like, you know, how many times do we do this? A day. And how many times do we keep these feelings like I did and have it ruin our day? Like, I didn't even think about the guy that was dead. I was thinking about the guy that I thought I was shit. And so that's why I'm really glad that Jackie's on the show today. Jackie, because I know Jackie knows that this is an issue that a lot of us have, and that it's a good thing. We're going to clear this up right after we get back with Jackie Laffin after these messages.
Clean water is not enough. reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Jackie Lappin. Now, you could call her Earth's cheerleader. I really like that. Jackie Lappin is a writer, a speaker, a visionary who is educating and uniting the planet's people to manifest a better, healthier, more peaceful, and joyful world. She is revealing to humanity its ultimate power for global transformation and leading the call for synchronizing a vision for a new and better reality, just as a football cheerleader unites the stadium in a cheer for victory. In this case, the victory is our very own survival and happiness. She is motivating, urging, rousing, and inspiring a unified call to action. Now, the way she's doing this is a couple of different ways. She's accomplished this by founding United World Healing, an international organization designed to unite millions around the world in daily acts of conscious creation. And another way she's doing this, and something that we're going to be talking a lot about tonight, is through her new book called Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Jackie Lappin, welcome to the show.
I am so delighted to be here. It's great to be with you too.
It's great to have you with us. And did you happen to hear the monologue? Was that you I heard laughing?
I did. And I thought it was a perfect example of how we so frequently lower our frequency over absolutely nothing. It is all about what is going on in our heads and has very little to do with reality.
So what is going on in our heads, and how could we affect reality for the better as opposed to the opposite?
Well, the simple answer is that each of us creates our reality. What we think is what we create. But, you know, what we're really talking about is conscious creation versus unconscious creation. Our unconscious creation is all of that we put out into the world through our vibration that brings back all kinds of negative things.
So like what I was doing, right?
Exactly. You know, we're all energy. Our atoms, what we see, but also our thoughts and our emotions are also parts of energy frequency that we put out into the world. And that frequency comes at different levels. And the low frequency things are just what you were doing. Anger, frustration, fear, worry, jealousy, all of those negative kinds of emotions. And when we're experiencing those emotions, it's like, you know, your life isn't working well. You have trouble with money. Your relationships are in trouble. You're not doing well at work. And that is like driving a car with the brakes on if you're vibrating at that point, because what you're putting out is what you're bringing back. Now, if you're vibrating in the high range, this is going to be love, compassion, joy, peace, trust, confidence that everything is going to work out for the best. If you're vibrating at that level, then some really exciting things happen. Because you see, the universe vibrates at the level of love. So if you're vibrating at that level, then the universe is pulling you along. It's like being drafted in a race car or having the wind in your sails. And that's when your life starts to get really easy and very cool things happen. That's when you see synchronicities, doors open, money flows, and when you begin to then take the next up, which is consciously creating what you want in your life, it happens a whole lot faster. And that's what's really cool. You become a better, faster manifester because you are vibrating at the level of the universe. I call it surfing the love vibration.
Kind of like when we're being negative or when we're in a low vibration, it's almost like swimming upstream as opposed to just flowing with it.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And so the real challenge becomes if we want to stay in that high vibrational stage and bring back all those wonderful things and keep our manifesting on a consistently high level, then we really want to be frequency managing. We want to manage our frequency to make sure that we're in the high range as opposed to the low range. That little exercise you just talked about is a perfect example of where you start dropping your frequency instead of being in a placid state that says, okay, this is going to be fine. I will find out what this is ultimately, but I know that it's not something, it's not about me and I'm not going to carry that. And so if you vibrate in a higher range, if you choose what you're going to vibrate, if you catch yourself in the act of being negative, then you have the ability to shift. And when you have the ability to shift, that is when your life begins to change. And what's really exciting about this is that means that you are taking responsibility for your life and you are no longer a victim. Because if you know that it is that you are the creator of your experience, if what you put out of the world brings back specific things and you can alter that, that is highly empowering. And for me, I think that it is the most powerful concept that somebody can carry with them. You are the creator of your own life.
So, Jackie, with that exercise that we've been talking about, if the person would have said, or rather, if I would have stayed in that, like I would have carried it home and for the next couple of days and whatever and stayed there, then I would have manifested, if not him thinking I was shit, then other people or other people treating me badly. And I say, well, I guess he's right. Other people do think I'm not such a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. Not only can you do that, but you're going to do all kinds of other things. Whenever I get into a funk, I guarantee you that's when my computer goes out. I can literally tell the difference. When I have got a knot in my stomach and I'm upset and I'm angry, man, the computer goes out. People call me with problems. Everything just goes downhill.
And your hair looks bad, right?
Exactly. Perfect bad hair days. And, I talk about the fact that you can actually spiral down a day. When you spill coffee on yourself and you have to take care of, a doggy mess or something like that, and you go to work with a bad attitude, it's only going to get worse because you're in that negative frame of mind.
And we create that because we say it's going to be one of those days, a lot of people do.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. However, there are ways to change that. There are quick ways. Besides my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, has 25 guiding universal principles. And in that book, which teaches you frequency management, then you have those 25 guiding universal principles are going to tell you what things you have to do to raise your frequency. But in addition to that, there are little quick things that you can do. For example, I have 280 roses in my yard. So for me, I literally go out and smell the roses. I go out into the yard, I cut roses, I feel good, I get out of the sun. For somebody else, it might be like you, it might be music, it might be singing. For somebody else, it's playing with their kids. It might be, going out and exercising. It might be just getting out in nature. But you know the things that bring you joy. And you need to immediately begin to enact something that's going to put you in a positive frame of mind to stop those days that spiral out of control.
Jackie, that's excellent. I get it, and yet you're using terms like, obviously I know frequency and I know management. Frequency management, it's not that hard to get, but it is something that we really haven't thought about before. You're talking about really managing to how we move throughout the day by monitoring our frequency. So are there clues like if my computer doesn't go out and if my hair doesn't look bad on that day, what do we each have different clues or how do we know that our frequency is low?
Sure. For any time you're denigrating yourself because of self-esteem issues, when you think, oh God, I'm so fat. I'm unattractive. You know, nobody loves me. Any of that kind of thing, that's an immediate trigger. If you're blaming other people, that's a trigger. If you're looking at other people and thinking, you know, they are just, you know, they're mistreating me. They don't get how wonderful I am. If they're, you know, they're this, they're that. Well, if you're focusing on those kinds of things, that's not going to work. If you're looking at people and treating them poorly, because they're not giving you what you want, all of those kinds of things are going to tell you right off the bat. If you're dwelling on, you're feeling depressed, if you're dwelling on things that are making you feel miserable, you know, those are things that triggers. I mean, there's numerous triggers that tell you, if you're in judgment, if you're judging other people, those are all kinds of things that tell you, you need to switch. You need to change now.
Mm. You know, I like that. And yet it reminds me of recently I was with a friend and somebody called me by name, but totally mispronounced my name. And I didn't even notice it. And my friend said, wow, did you hear massacre your name? And I didn't notice it because I've been called that for so long that people make that exact mistake very often. So it doesn't bother me. They don't do it intentionally. But the fact that I didn't even notice it. So, you know, God, I'm so fat, or God, I'm such an idiot, or whatever. Unfortunately, so many of us talk like that to ourselves all the times that we might not even know we're doing it.
And that's right. And the point of this is bringing this to your consciousness, knowing that you now have to do a survey of your mental gymnastics on a regular basis, and find out. Well, and that's I have something called the 7 steps of consciously creating your life, and that's really the process. The first is that you accept responsibility for your own life and begin taking charge. The second is access your current frequency and vibrational level and recognize how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life.
Mm.
The third one is begin the process of personal frequency management, taking the steps to raise your frequency.
Mm.
The fourth is decide what you would like to experience in your future with clarity, setting intentions. This is consciously creating your future.
Mm.
What is it that you want to have? The fifth step is commence the visualization process. Now, one of the things that many people experienced is they got very excited about The Secret and they sat around visualizing.
Right.
But then they did not get what they chose to manifest. Well, there's a very important reason, because they did have the missing key. If you're vibrating either consciously or unconsciously negative vibrations in that lower range while you're trying to visualize, you are absolutely countermanding the order.
Mm.
You're undermining yourself. So in order to be able to visualize effectively, you have to raise your frequency. So the next step is commence the visualization process after you have raised your frequency and experience it as if it already happened, like you're living it in that moment. And that with all the emotions of what it makes you feel like to be in there, how exciting, how wonderful, how joyous, because your emotions are what I call the FedEx to the cosmic post office.
Okay.
That delivers your message with great impact. The next thing that you need to do is become an actionary. You actually have to go out and take a step. The universe will support you when you take the steps. There's an article in Practical Conscious Creation. There's 70 articles in Practical Conscious Creation on all kinds of topics. And I'll tell you why that's so important. But one of them is about commitment. And once you take the commitment, how the universe then lines up in your support. You might recall many movies where the hero, somebody like an Indiana Jones, runs to the chasm. And there is no bridge over this giant chasm, and he's got to get over the chasm. The guy's chasing him right behind. And some wizened person says, take the first step. In faith, you have to take the first step. And then he takes the first step, and then the rest of the steps across the bridges appear.
Mm.
You're not going to necessarily know where you're going, but once you take the step, then the door will the step or the door will appear.
Mm-hmm.
So you become an actionary, take the first step, the universe supports you. The final step in the seven-step process is incorporate practical conscious creation practices in everything you do. And practical conscious creation is the act of taking law of attraction and conscious creation principles and encoding them into your daily life so that it's everything you do. And it becomes a lifestyle rather than thinking once a month, I need to visualize what I want for my future. Instead of that occasional experience, it becomes a lifestyle and way of life so that you become a better, faster manifester day by day. Very important.
Indeed, actually, this is all very important, and I could see where in my life I've done that and how that worked, and where in my life I haven't done that and why it hasn't worked. And so you have something else called the Practical Conscious Equation that you talk about in your book, but I'd like to talk about that as soon as we come back. We are talking to, actually, Jackie, talk about mispronouncing people's names. Do I pronounce yours right when I say Lapin?
You do.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, actually, Mark Lejeune corrected me on that because I always wanted to go French with it and say Lapin. But
perfectly welcome to. It means rabbit, and I love rabbits.
He just knows the rest of us can't go Lapin.
Well, no, because I obviously I know you, so you come across as very, you know, sophisticated and all that stuff, and so to me it's Lapin. But Jackie Lapin is our guest today, and you can learn more about her by going to, of course, lifechangeswithfilippo.com, but you can go directly to her website at Jackie Lapin, that's JACKIELAPIN.com, and there you can learn more about her book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Jackie Lapin right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and we're talking to Jackie Lapin, who is the Earth's cheerleader. And if you've been listening to the show, you know why. Jackie is also a writer, a speaker, and a visionary, and the founder of United World Healing. Just before the break, we talked about something that Jackie calls the Practical Conscious Creation out of her book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Jackie, what exactly is the Practical Conscious Equation?
Well, I've taken the first letters of the words positive and attitude, and I'm going to go down them because these are the values that you find incorporated throughout the book, and they are the ones that make us better, faster manifestors. So the equation is positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance. I'll repeat that again. Positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance.
Okay.
So the first letter P is for passionate. You have to be passionate about what it is in your life that brings you joy. And then you act on that passion, and that's when you start to see good things happening in your life. The O is for being optimistic, positive, releasing fear, being fearless and unworried. By letting all of that go, being in a positive framework, that's when you start to see things happen. S is for serene and patient. Patience is the one that I have the most trouble with, I must tell you. But if you are patient and you are in a serene and placid state, good things manifest, and you find yourself being in a much faster conscious creator. I is for introspective. You need to be introspective, accepting of your responsibility. It's going inside and finding what it is that enables you to uniquely allow the change to occur in your life that's important. The next is transformative. This is where you are willing to change. This is where you have courage. You cannot transform unless you are willing to change and have courage. I is for intuitive. This is where you listen to that inner voice, that connection that you have with the universe that is guiding and offering you wisdom as you move forward in your life. V is for vibrationally conscious, which we've been talking about, and upbeat, and then for visualization as well. E is for expressive. So much of the illness, physical illness that we have in our lives and the emotional trauma that we have is because we are suppressing the things we really need to say in the world. And it manifests in our body. So if we express ourselves in an appropriate and diplomatic way, about whatever is that is imperative for us and our feelings, then we will find ease in our lives. The next word is attitude. A, accepting, going with the flow, without judgment, without expectations. One of the articles in this is called "Serenity." Expectation is the death of serenity. Expecting something to happen, I guarantee you it probably will not be manifest the way you want, and you will be disappointed. However, if you go into something accepting and saying whatever happens is going to be fine and wonderful and I will live with it, that without judgment, then in fact you're going to be delightfully pleased by whatever happens.
Okay.
T, trusting, knowing that all is well, all as it should be. Everything has a reason. If you trust the universe and trust yourself, then things are easy in your life. And you develop a relationship that with the divine that really works. T, this next T, that's for truthful. You want to be truthful with yourself and with others. Being truthful with yourself is probably the harder of the task. But when you do that, it makes an enormous difference. I is for inspired. You want to let that creativity out. You want to be inspired both by what's internal, but also what you see in the world and what you're inspired by out there. Inspiration comes from inward or outward, but it needs to be part of a conscious lifestyle. T is for taking action, that we were talking about being an actionary. U is for being unfettered, unchained, letting go, forgiving, releasing. You know, all that baggage we come in with, all we drag it around, that's what keeps our frequency low and doesn't allow us to rise. If you are unfettered and unchained from all of that garbage that we carry around, you will see a significant difference. D, determining your future, choosing, creating through intention what you want to have happen rather than letting life happen to you, rather than unconsciously creating. So you want to determine your future. And then E, elevating your energy, which is what we've been talking about all along here, which is really making sure that you're operating in the high range so that you can vibrate and choose what you want in your life. Positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance.
Wow, I can't wait for you to do that to the love, joy, and abundance.
Oh, Oh, you've given me a new homework assignment. Thanks, Filippo.
No, I like it so much. You're welcome. I have a couple more, actually. We could talk about that later. No, seriously. Well, I mean, because as I was going through the book, actually, I should tell you this first. I started to write all that down, feverishly writing everything you were saying, until I got to the I in positive. And the pen that I was using started to run out. And I thought, no, why is this happening? Why does this always happen? And I started to go into that. And then I realized, hello, I have the book.
And all you had to do was ask me to email it to you.
And hello, we're recording this so we can listen to this later. What am I getting so fettered about? I should be unfettered, like the you in attitude. Anyway, so that was a fun exercise, and though we don't have much more time, I'd like to do one more. I hate to make you work more, but you know what? We're having so much fun, and I know that people are going to be listening to this and probably over and over again and learning from it. I'd like to do the money exercise or the money tree or the money something.
This is one of the exercises in the financial and wealth chapter, which actually you can also get on my website as a free download. And it's a really fun exercise where you think that, in fact, you imagine there is a little seed that goes down your throat and beds in your tummy. And all of a sudden you start to see a little a trunk out of that, and out of that little sprouted trunk comes branches, and then you start to see leaves, and all of those leaves are $1,000 bills. And when you go pick one and go spend it, another one grows right behind it. This is your personal little money tree to remind you that you are ever, ever abundant, that always there is money available to you in the universe, and that it all comes from source, and that you have the ability to create it. It's right there just as you need it. And there's actually a little image, if you go onto the website, on practicalconsciouscreation.com, which is part of the JackieLappin.com website. Go to practicalconsciouscreation.com, pull the drop down, and you'll see a little money tree that you can actually take home and put up as a reminder that you have a permanent money tree.
I like that. You know, I didn't see that, but I'm going to go check that out. It's interesting that you share that, because I thought of an exercise recently and I thought, oh, that's silly, so I won't do it. And the exercise was to have Jay Leno holding a bag like Doritos, and inside was money. And he'd give me money and say, go ahead, spend it. We'll just make more.
Yep.
You know, like, do you remember the commercial Doritos? Go ahead, uh-huh. Eat. We'll just make more. Anyway, so I like this because what happens within, which is what you're suggesting the money is made manifest on the outside. And everything does start within, so I thank you for reminding us of that.
It's a fun exercise.
You know, actually, there are a lot of fun things in the book. And I have to say that one of the things that really got me was when you were, or that I really focused on, you were saying, if you want to feel love, or if you want love in your life, then feel it and act it and give it, or something like that. And the same with abundance. How exactly do you say it, actually?
Well, what I was just simply saying is that I think that's in the frequency matching. So if you want to experience love, you have to be love. If you want to experience wealth and abundance, you have to be a wealthy and abundant in your attitudes about life. If you want to experience joy, you have to be joy, because you have to create the frequency that is going to be matched by what comes to you.
You know, I get that. I get that. And sometimes it seems hard for us to match that frequency when we're not feeling what it is that we want to be feeling. So that's when we go back to what you're saying about then go smell the roses or go sing a song and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And that's, I think, one of the key elements to practical conscious creation. This is practical. There are very specific exercises throughout this book in 70 different articles that give you ways to come to rise above where you have been with tools that make it easy, much easier. I mean, we are all challenged by these things. But by being aware and having new tools to work with, we can all change our lives. And that's really the power of being a conscious creator, to know that we can redirect the course of our lives by the use of our energy and our conscious thoughts.
Mm. You know, Jackie, one other thing, fear. You say something about looking at the flip side or flipping it or something. That caught my attention.
Frequently, what we do is we have these fantasies of what fear is all about. So there's two ways to flip fear. One is to go to the extreme. What is the worst thing that can happen? And then when you look at it, it's generally not nearly as bad as you think. Mm. But the other one is, the flip side of fear is faith. So when you are in that state of being fearful, if you walk out of that by simply saying, I know that everything is going to work out just fine. I have an abiding faith that the universe is, and there's one of my favorite thoughts. The universe is conspiring for me.
Mm.
We all think that everything in the world is conspiring against us. But if you realize it, the universe is actually conspiring for you if you will allow it.
Mm.
So if you are in faith and if you are allowing, everything will work out just fine. My mother had a wonderful saying that I'm sure many of your listeners have heard. This too shall pass.
Mm.
And when I get to a point where I just really am feeling the power of, you know, a real emotional trauma or tough time, I remember that phrase, this too shall pass.
Mm.
And then I go to the next step up the ladder, which is everything is for a reason and it all will be well. I just have to get through this experience and it'll be fine. And it always does.
Hmm. You know what? Actually, I like that. This too shall pass, except when it's something that you don't want to pass so quickly, like the time that we've had together on the show. So I have a feeling we will do it again another time in another way and have even more fun. But before we say goodbye, is there anything else we'd like to let people know? I do want to say that they can get not only the money tree exercise, but there are other things that they can download from your website. And of course, they can find out more about the book that we've been talking about, a practical conscious creation, at Jackie Lapin, LAPIN.com. What else do we want them to know?
I think that they should know that there's all kinds of different chapters in here, things like romance and relationships. It's not just about frequency management. There's things here for business and for health. You know, it really crosses the board, all the things that we experience in our lives. So that's one thing. I think the other thing that I want people to know is that I have a wish for them to consciously create everything that they desire. And I would love them to come and join me. And, you know, I work with people to help them raise their personal frequency. You know, if they are needing the support to help them get there, I'd be more than happy. So there's also some more information on the website about that, too.
All right. Well, Jackie Lapin will leap like a bunny to your side to help you with whatever you can. Something like
Thank
that?
Thank you so much. Yes.
All right. Well, this is, I feel like we have consciously created really well here. So thank you for being part of the show. And I look forward to actually seeing you in a couple weeks.
Me too. And thank you so much, Filippo and Mark. I love being a part of this. And thank you for everybody for listening.
All right. Thanks for being a part of this. Ciao, ciao. And we'll be right back with Mark Legere and the Producer's Wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. And this is the producer's wrap with me, Filippo.
And this is Mark, but give me a couple minutes. I went and got one of those money trees and I'm counting my money.
Okay. We've been talking to Jackie Lappin, and we've been talking about her book, Practical Conscious Creation, and she gave us a tip about a money tree exercise that one can do, and that's what Mark's alluding to. How many minutes do you need, Mark?
That was good. That was good.
Oh, okay.
I may need a couple more for my organic Doritos, but maybe that's another show.
I don't know what made me say that. Just, you know, I hope people remember the commercial. Otherwise, it's just silly.
Crunch all you want. They'll make more.
Is that what it was? Okay. And I just like that. Just kind of like Jackie's money tree. It's just like, we'll make more. And that seems to be, if you really look at it, like I've read before, and like Jackie's saying, you know, the world is abundant. Like when there's grass, there's not like one blade. There's a whole bunch of blades. And when there's weeds, when there are weeds, when a tree makes apples, it doesn't make one apple. It makes a whole bunch of apples. So the universe seems to be abundant. There's not just one star in the sky, unless you live in Los Angeles and you can only see one. But they're there.
Well, if you get back to that point that we keep hammering home every week, it seems, we're just energy. We are vibration. We are frequency. And that is rearranged by our perception, by our thoughts. Then it's endless, right? There is nothing but abundance because you can just make more by rearranging more energy. And a friend of ours, Dr. Ken, a while back had originally, years back actually, turned me on to the notion that money is energy. And that was the first time I had heard it put that way. And boy, how it really kind of changes your perspective on money and how you use it, how you spend it, when you look at it as energy, as opposed to this material thing that we've, you know, become aware of or learned of and associated with. You know, when you look at things as energy and you look at that fundamental, from a fundamentally different place, yeah, it changes the whole game. We have only the ability of creating more.
You know, Mark, this reminds me of a cartoon. You might be way too young to remember this, but do you remember?
Sure, I am.
Do you remember? Then never mind. But somebody in the audience might remember a little boy. I forgot what his name was, and he used to draw with a purple crayon. You are too young to remember. Darn.
Yeah, no, because now I'm getting Michael Myers and all sorts of other skits that are popping up. So
okay, no. Let's not go there. Okay, I know where you think you're going to go, but you're not. But the little boy used to, he was basically like a stick, not a stick figure, but he was like a pencil drawing, and he used to have a purple crayon. And basically the whole cartoon was a blank sheet of paper, a blank white screen, and he would draw whatever he wanted with his purple crayon. And then it would exist and he would experience it. And when he was done, he would erase it and draw something else. And technically what you're saying is that's what life is. And if we really got that, if it's really true, but if we really got that and it were really true, boy, we could draw ourselves into some really exciting things.
Well, it's also called an Etch-a-Sketch. That as an analogy is very true. And our engineer just chimed in with Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Oh, thank you, Seth. That's exactly it. Now, he's too young to remember, too. And I'm not that old.
But he probably Googled it, you know, that's what the young generation does. That's the interesting part. And, you know, I look back at my short life, but I've done both really well. I've had moments of manifesting huge wealth, huge abundance. I've also had moments of manifesting great struggles or financial droughts or the perception of not having.
Abundance.
Or the anti-abundance. And I understand what it's like to, and what those perspectives are and how you can easily get yourself in that spiral that she was talking about, because not only is it the beginning of your day, but then it becomes part of your career path because you start associating yourself with different struggles or different issues that you didn't have when you were younger, you know, more energetic, willing to take bigger risks, you know, throw caution to the wind, always positive, you know, those things. Once you run into some of those, the struggles of life, it's easier to forget to exercise those muscles.
You know, Mark, not to take the conversation someplace completely different, but you know, when you were drawing, let's say, with your purple crayon, all these abundant things, is money and situation and job opportunities, careers, whatever. I wonder if you started drawing unconsciously or subconsciously, wanting to, you know, figure certain things out and learn about certain things that you can't necessarily learn where you were, you know what I mean?
Well, no question about that, because you know, even when I went, and let's take an example, when I went into college, I had a variety of interests, and I really didn't have that one passionate, this is what I'm going to be. So I didn't know. So here I am standing there with a purple crayon and all sorts of ideas and really not knowing what direction to go. So I had to pick one, but it was more, felt like it was more of a subconscious movement. I needed to start drawing just to draw and see where that would take me.
So maybe where you had gotten, not to make it all about you, but maybe where you had gotten was like, okay, so now I see, you know, it's funny, 'cause I've thought about this myself. It's like when I'm not big into jewelry, but I noticed a little pattern that when I was making a certain amount of money, I ended up buying myself a ring. And then I ended up making a lot more money and ended up buying myself a nicer ring. And then I made a lot more money than that and bought an even nicer ring on top of that. And at one point I kind of laughed at myself and thought, how many rings do I need? And how, you know, at some point, am I just going to be like Liberace or something with all these rings? How, you know, if I get all this much more money, it's going to be crazy. So we got to break this pattern.
This goes back to exactly what Jackie was talking about and why the acronyms that she used and the attitude and the changing, you know, what you're doing is breaking the pattern. You're exercising the right muscles. You're putting yourself in the right frame of vision to manifest what it was that you originally intended when you didn't even realize that you got off path.
Right. And so what I should have done was just stop buying the rings. Instead, what I ended up doing was stop making money, which is ridiculous.
Unless you started selling the rings for more money, then you could have bought more rings, sold more rings, you know, then you would buy the ring tree.
I love the way you think. Instead, I bought a bunch of purple crayons.
So there you have it.
So where does one go from here?
You go to lifechangesnetwork.com, lifechangeswithfilippo.com, or for tonight's special guest, Jackie, lapin.com. How did you do that, Filippo?
Lapin.
Lapin. That's right.
I'm probably saying it wrong in French either, but I like it. And so there it is. Like I call you Marc Le Jour.
That's what you should.
Because that's your name. So I'm glad you didn't say that's my name. Don't wear it out. Because that would be childish.
But I left that for you. Thanks.
Well, me and the Herald and the Purple Crown, I think I went there anyways. Crayon. I'm going to have to find him. Maybe I'll have to post him up on lifechangesnetwork.com for others to enjoy if I find something on YouTube. So then you all can know what I've been talking about, assuming we know what we're talking about.
Assuming we do.
And it's exciting that on some level we are learning that some things we know, some things we don't know. But thankfully we have people like ourselves and Dorothy, our producer, and Jackie Lappin, our guest, who are putting it down on paper so we can look at it and say, this looks like it can work, at least for now. Because we all know, as Jackie's mother used to say, this too shall pass. And so we've come to the end of another Life Changes with Filippo episode. Thank you, Mark.
Embrace and explore the only constant.
Life Changes. And so with that, I, along with our producer, Mark Lejeune, if I can speak for you, Mark.
You can, but thank you.
Okay, and our producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks. We thank you for being part of the show, part of the positive changes we are happy to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.